And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Hey, you know, one of the things that I love about this show is I get the biggest kick out of finding out people are listening. Sometimes they'll text in like y'all do all the time. And then, like, one of those right side ruffians out there is our former congressman, Mo Brooks from the 5th District of Alabama, who just texted me something about the whole thing about wiring money back to Mexico. Apparently, this is not an unheard of thing. I'd love to believe I was novel and unique in my approach, but apparently it's been talked about before. So on the line with us right now from the great state of Alabama is our own Mo Brooks. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
Hey, doing great. Love that right side T-shirt you sent my way.
Outstanding. Does it look good on you?
It looks good. Well, it'd look better if it was on a younger guy.
That's good for our image, man. Thank you so much. I'm proud to have you in the ruffian category.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Hey, so
okay, to the remittances.
Go to the remittances. So yeah, all this $55 billion plus going back to Mexico every year, we could strangle them with this, couldn't we?
Absolutely. It has been known for well over a decade that remittances is a leverage point that the United States has, both with illegal aliens who come into our country and take jobs from American citizens, on the one hand, and the countries that benefit from these tens of billions of dollars a year in money drained from the American economy and sent to these nations south of the border. Because it would be effective in reducing the quantity of illegal aliens or else helping to offset the cost of illegal aliens to the rest of America, the special interests that want that cheap foreign labor and prefer to hire that cheap foreign labor over struggling American families, they work behind the scenes to kill all remittance legislation. So nowadays you might get a showboat bill where it's a messaging bill where the bill is introduced to show people where you stand, but it's not going anywhere because money is the mother's milk of politics. It funds campaigns. And the congressmen and senators know that if they actually push this thing hard and get it passed, people who have sponsored or co-sponsored the bill are likely to generate a ton of money for their opponents in the next election, coming from these special interests that profit from cheap foreign labor. And that's kind of a best-case scenario. A little add-on to it, if they've been getting money from those cheap foreign labor special interests, it will most definitely be cut off. And then to a lesser degree, those that merely vote for it, they'll be in a similar boat, but the anger won't be as great directed towards them as it is to the ones who actually masterminded the passage of good, sound remittance policy legislation.
So, you know what? I have no doubt. I mean, that is classic when statesmanship goes out the door for politics. But let me ask you this, I suspect the answer is probably not. Is it possible for a state legislature to put a prohibition against remittances coming out of their state? Now, granted, online banking is going to make that very difficult no matter what. But is it possible for that to be prohibited from the state level, like, say, if Texas Operation Lone Star wanted to do it?
It's certainly a possible approach that states can use. But to my knowledge, that has not been litigated yet because no state has done it. You'd have to worry about the Interstate Commerce Clause in the United States Constitution. And you also have to worry about the provisions in the Constitution that give the federal government almost, not entirely, almost carte blanche control over anything related to immigration and border security.
Well, you know, then I come back down to the idea of, can a president issue an executive order, or if that matter, can the State Department issue a sanction of some type against banks who do business with those countries who do not assist us with deportations or whatever we have to do? There's a few angles that can go outside the legislative process, but even still, they're going to wind up being challenged.
Well, as with a lot of these issues, you don't know till you try, and if you don't try, it ain't ever going to happen.
You know what? You absolutely are going to miss 100% of the targets you don't shoot at. You're exactly right. All right. Well, listen, Mo, that was a great random call in. Thank you for being a ruffian, and thanks for making a few minutes for us. All right.
My pleasure.
All right.
Have
take care.
Day.
Absolutely. You too. Congressman Mo Brooks, still out there doing the ruffian thing. And, oh, by the way, absolutely has some history with this. He knows the deal. And oh, by the way, not only is he qualified to talk about it from experience alone, but he's also qualified to talk about it because he is an economist himself. Several text messages take us up at the top of the hour. By the way, don't forget, we'll be coming back after the 4 o'clock break with the Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poor. But, yeah, Missy from Faultonville just says, delayed to determine – hang on a second. What'd she say? It says, delayed to determine if she should be disqualified. What are we looking at here? Georgia Court of Appeals indefinitely pauses the election subversion conspiracy case against Donald Trump. What? That is a breaking news story? Are you kidding me? I need to go look this up. She's got it from CNN, though. Georgia Court of Appeals indefinitely pauses the – so the Fannie Willis case? All right, now I got to break on over to – you're right. It is popping up right now on Fox News. Boy, this is breaking news. Wow. Thank you, Missy. Georgia court makes a major ruling on Fannie Willis's sweeping election case against Trump. This is huge. What do we have here? The Georgia Court of Appeals set a tentative date of October 4th to hear Trump's appeal to have DA Fannie Willis dis- So they are going to take this up in Georgia and see whether or not Fannie Willis can be disqualified. In a major setback to the Fulton County DA, the Georgia Court of Appeals on Wednesday put a pause on any proceedings related to the 2020 election interference case against Donald Trump and all 18 of the co-defendants, by the way, and ordered that the case will be heard in October. The appeals court has tentatively scheduled a hearing date of October 4th for the appeal by Trump and his co-defendants to have embattled Willis disqualified from the case. Y'all, that is massive. This entire debacle of lawfare is falling apart. I say that knowing full well they just got a conviction in New York. I feel certain it's going to go away on appeal. But now to see the other big one, the Fannie Willis case. Fannie Willis is a hero. Fannie Willis is a chucklehead. And Fannie Willis just basically got handed a big old turd sandwich and told she had to eat it. That's epic. All right. Thank you for making that, bringing that to our attention. Missy from Faultonville, first one to get me the breaking news there. John from Harvest says, Phil, speaking of military anniversaries, 57 years ago this week, Israel won the Six-Day War against the United Arab Nations. That's exactly right. It was a modern-day miracle. Many lessons that should not be forgotten were learned then. John in Harvest. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. John from Brownsboro says, so if you are number 2501 on Biden's executive order, if you get a free ride back over the bridge, walk a couple miles, and hope to get caught sooner than tomorrow, sounds like the DMV, says. Yes. Yes, it does. I feel certain that probably a third of who we see are repeat offenders on the border. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig, I need more jackassery sound effects. He's just calling for it.
Isn't that coming next, though?
Well, it's not going to make it because we got Grand Council. So go ahead and hit me some jackassery right now. Can you do that? Is that possible? Just for John's benefit. There it is. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. We'll be right back.